Welcome back to Stationary and Sassy, a Fast and Furious quarantine podcast. I'm your host, Penelope Phippen.
And I'm your other host, Jamie Hampton.
Hi, Jamie. How's it going?
It's all right. It is what it is.
It is what it is. So this time we're in Furious 6, I believe.
Is that what it's called? I was having trouble figuring out what it was called because it says Fast and Furious 6 on the box on art on Amazon, but then it said Furious 6 in the title card of the movie. Advise me.
According to YouTube and the box art, it's Fast and Furious 6, so I guess that's what we're going with.
What is 7 called?
Furious 7.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start where we always do, with me asking you what your top line takeaway of this movie is.
Penelope, I have bad news. I didn't like this one.
Really? I really liked this one. I think this movie owns.
I was actually a little bit worried. I was thinking about this, like, last week, that I just thought the same thing as whatever you thought, because like I didn't particularly like 4, but you had like pumped me up to not like it, and I was like, maybe I'm just copying Penelope and I have no mind of my own about Fast and Furious. But you told me that you liked this one and I didn't like it.
What didn't you like about this movie?
I think it was partially that there were like a lot of little things that were bothering me. I wasn't crazy about the whole amnesia plot. I think that's like really overdone. I didn't like that they were working with the cops the whole time, and I thought about it, because I was like, am I just mad about, like, I've complained every time they've done stuff with the cops, like, am I just mad about cops, which I am, but, like, I don't think it's even just that. Like, I think that a lot of the stuff, like, the chase scenes, there were, like, good scenes that I liked, but, it made it feel like the stakes weren't as high. Like, when they were chasing, like, the bad guy, I was like, okay, so now that they're the cops, if they don't catch him, then they try again next time, like the cops always do. Whereas in the other ones where they're like running from the cops, if they mess up once, they're like done. So that kind of changed. Like the last big one obviously like had higher stakes. But the ones earlier in the movie, I was just like, I don't know. It doesn't really matter that much to me if they like win or lose this chase scene, because you can win or lose a chase scene. But you can.
Sure. That's interesting. So I really like this movie. I think it's a lot of fun. I think, like the other movie, like this one is, like, sort of a return to being jam-packed full of action. It spends, like, a little bit of time doing plot, but there's a lot of really big action points in it. I think my top line takeaway is, like, this movie, I could see why you don't like this one. Like, I think, like, I like it, but it's not necessarily in my top, like, N Fast and Furious movies, right, now that we've had, like, a chance to watch them all. But I do think this one, like, I think this one is better than 4, for example, by, like, some distance.
Yeah. The car stuff was all good. But I felt like so much of the action in this one, in comparison to the other ones, was fist fighting. There was so much fist fighting.
Yeah. Yeah, that is valid. This movie is definitely less about the cars.
Which you did warn me of, but I was still like, I liked the chase. I loved the scene with the tank. That was my favorite one. Very good. Uh-huh.
Isn't that amazing?
It was very good. Can I tell a really, really dorky story on our podcast? This might be like too dorky for our podcast.
Of course. Yeah.
So I'm a big nerd and I play a lot of Vampire the Masquerade. And I told you it was a dorky story. I play a lot of Vampire the Masquerade, and my character, his name is Owen, which also happens to be the name of the villain.
Of the bad
this movie.
Guy, yep.
And my Owen is a technomancer, which means he does magic with technology, and he has taken over control over other people's cars before, which happened at the beginning. And actually, he's very famous for stealing a tank. And so that was like a big thing in plot point in my game, and so I was like, it's just like my Owen. But then he ran over a bunch of civilians and my Owen would never do that, so
yeah. I think so, like, one thing I think is really interesting about this movie is that the family goes up against another group of like mercenary street racers, and I think that like brings in this sort of like really interesting element where they're kind of like against their own and like it's tougher for them. Certainly, I feel like we see the most peril in this movie that we've seen in any of them. I thought there were a couple of things I wanted to note in the specific that I thought are really cool about this movie. And one of them is that the opening credit sequence like shows scenes from all the other movies to like bring us into the world.
I liked that too. It was like a cool montage.
Yeah, like it feels to me like if 5 is kind of like the movie that brings us back into like the core mainline of the universe after 3 and 4, then like this one like is kind of continuing that and showing us everything that's been up to this point. One thing that I think that's really interesting about this is the opening montage has no scenes from Tokyo Drift, because we still haven't caught up to Tokyo Drift in the timeline, right?
But there was the Tokyo Drift scene at the end.
Right, sorry. Brain fart. We, like, catch up to Tokyo Drift at the very end of this movie. Yeah. What that means is that, like, Tokyo Drift sort of happens, like, after, like, the end of most of this movie. And once they explode Han.
When they were showing that scene at the very end from Tokyo Drift, my husband was like, maybe he's not really dead and they're going to show them pulling him out. And then they showed them blowing him up again. And I was like, man.
Yeah. So I have a minor, maybe not, but minor spoiler for Fast and Furious 9, which hasn't come out yet for you, which is in the trailer for Fast and Furious 9. They show Han reappearing.
Nobody stays dead in this movie. I should know better because nobody stays dead.
Yeah, when I saw the trailer for Fast and Furious 9, I was like, what in the fuck? Like, they gave Han that Viking burial. Yeah, I mean, this movie is great. So now, like, basically, we're in linear time again now. Like, the universe has collapsed together. Yeah, I have a couple of other notes. One of them is that, like, at the very beginning of the movie, Hobbs is in Moscow, and I'm like, they just wouldn't let an American agent, like, into Russia to do that shit. I'm just like, that's just not possible. So it's like a yet another example of this movie doing things that, like, can't possibly be done.
Hobbs is totally confusing to me.
Why?
It's partially that. Like, he just goes and, like, is a cop kind of wherever he happens to be. But then he does things that I don't expect. Like, A, there was that scene near the beginning where he like went and beat the shit out of the guy to like get information from him, and that was like hard to watch because police brutality like isn't cute actually. But then at the end when Owen Shaw is threatening their family, Mia and co, and they're like, you know, you're just going to let us walk out with the chip and the Interpol or whoever those people were. We're like, are you kidding? And then Hobbs pulls a gun on him. Like, Hobbs was not the person that I was expecting to be like, yeah, we are actually.
Yeah.
So I mean, he's an enigma to me, which is fine.
Yeah. Like, basically, right, like, Hobbs is sort of like part of the crew now.
Which is so very confusing to me.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
It's okay.
I think maybe where we are diverging on our enjoyment of this movie is that this movie is certainly very sloppily written. Like, it doesn't actually make a ton of sense, like, from beginning to end. And, like, the characters kind of do things that they probably wouldn't do, you know? But, like, whatever, it's fun. Gal Gadot's character dies in this one.
Which I was also really upset about that, because Han and Giselle are, like, the hottest couple ever. And, like, my favorite things in this movie were, like, them being, like, hot and badass together. And then she died, and it was kind of almost nothing. Like, he was upset about it, but everyone else was kind of, like, seemed a little blasé about it. And it felt kind of, like, I don't know, it felt kind of disrespectful. It felt kind of like the movie was saying, like, well, we got back Letty, and Letty is, like, worth more than this other person. So it was a success.
Yeah, and, like, I wasn't paying that close attention, but maybe you can comment on this. Like, the movie kind of plays a little bit the conflict between Dom with blonde cop lady we met in Rio and Letty, right? And because, like, Dom wants to be with Letty, but then he was with what's her face? I've literally forgotten her name.
She was an adult about it. I was glad about that. Mm. If it was like a lady cat fight, that wouldn't have been good to me.
Yeah, no. And all I'll say is this isn't the last we see of her. Yeah, I don't know. I will say this. I don't have a ton to say about this one. I think, like, you're sort of right. It doesn't particularly stand out to me. It's, like, it's a good, enjoyable movie. But I think just because, like, of how nuts 2, 3, and 5 are in particular, like, this one kind of doesn't punch through.
I think it's because there's so many fist fights. And fist fights aren't as exciting.
Jamie wants less fist fighting in Fast and Furious movies.
I do. I do like some of the character stuff. I particularly like that everyone in this movie is, like, extra beyond belief. Everyone.
Yeah.
I like the scenes that pop to mind to me are the ones from the beginning where they're, like, seeing where they are. So Roman has a plane that says it's Roman bitches on it. there's a great scene where Tej makes an ATM blow money everywhere. I was into that.
Yeah.
And then when the first scene where they're working with Hobbs, he, like, shoots a vending machine with a gun. He's also completely extra. It's a lot.
So, actually, on this theme, one of my favorite sections of this movie is when they go to the car show to buy a bunch of the cars, and the guy's really mean to them. And then Tej just, like, totally ruins his life. Like, Tej and Hobbs totally ruin his life.
It was... That scene was weird, where they, like, made him take his clothes off. I'm like, this is, like, a little bit more homoerotic than I wanted it to be in Fast and Furious.
Yeah, but, like, I agree with you on this.
But in a bad way.
This extra note, like, even down to at the end of the movie when Dom and Brian are arguing over whether Jack the baby will drive a Skyline or an American muscle car.
There was something you said to me in an older episode that I was thinking about, because I was talking about, like, toxic masculinity in friendships. And you were saying that, like, it keeps being more and more about family, but it's still got that weird macho thing. And that was, like, very in my head while I was watching this movie. Like, at the very, very beginning, they're having this, like, really nice kind of family moment with the baby. And they're all, like, it's, like, you know, they love each other. They care about each other. And then he's like, I know you're going to be a good father because I'll kick your ass if you're not. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but it's, like, in a joking, loving way.
No, I know. I don't think it's, like, bad. I just, like, noticed it, and I think it's funny. Like, that's just what they're like.
What can I say? I really enjoyed this movie. I really enjoyed the gang getting together in London. I really enjoyed some of the big action set pieces in London. The one where they, like, he, like, dynamites the building, and it's, like, collapsing as he's driving out of it is really fucking rad. Yeah.
I noticed that, like, the street races in London felt even less to me like what reality is like than in other cities. And, like, I don't know if that's just me, because I suspect there is, like, street racing culture everywhere, but I just don't feel like it felt like a party in Florida with a bunch of, like, girls in dress, like, skimpy dresses. And I just don't feel like that's what it's like. But you did mention that you wanted to talk about London and, like, how realistic or not realistic it was in the London scenes last time. So I think you should do that.
So there's one scene in this movie that is completely, completely unrealistic. And it's the scene where they start off the street race in London, right? They're in that big circular building. I'm pretty sure, like... That is supposed to be, like, this very central government building, the name of which is, like, eluding me right now. But, like, it's where, like, a bunch of the ministers have their offices. So the idea that, like, you would be forming for an illegal street race there is just sort of, like, categorically impossible. And then, yeah, I mean, like, you just couldn't do that in London. It just wouldn't work. There wasn't, like, any super obvious, like, location inaccuracies that I noticed, but I also wasn't paying a huge amount of attention to this one. And I think maybe that is it, is, like, I was kind of doing something else when I watched through this movie. I was, like, half paying attention, and, like, I enjoyed it, but, like, all the other ones, I think, managed to keep my attention, like, as a solo thing, and this one it was kind of like better as background noise, which is maybe an indictment for itself. And I, of course, I'm excluding 4 here because 4 is garbage.
Yeah, I mentioned this to you before we started recording, but this was the first one that I didn't get through in one sitting. I finished it this morning.
Yeah, yeah, maybe this one isn't good. Maybe I'll just have to come around to that.
I'm not trying to tell you not to like things. I think you should be free to like things.
I do like this one. I think, like, it sits in well. It's I guess this is the other thing, is, like, it's very important for the next one.
Right.
Which, like, actually, this is something we should do. I should remind you of. Paul Walker died halfway through filming the next one. And so they CG his face back in to a bunch of scenes.
Oh, that's really uncomfortable.
Towards the end of the movie. Yeah.
I've heard good things about this one from you and other people, though. 7, I mean.
7 is good. I really like 7.
I'm looking forward to it. I want to talk about... we already talked about Owen Shaw, but I want to talk about Owen Shaw in a different way. I thought he was a good villain. I thought there were some really good moments with him. I really liked when his team or whatever was, like, talking shit about the crew, and he was like, no, you'll respect them. I thought that was really good. But I was also really confused at the beginning because they kept talking about Shaw, and I was like, oh, I know that name. That's the guy that's in the other movie because his name's in the title of the movie. And then I saw him, and I was like, that's not the guy? What?
Well, you'll just have to find out what happens in the next movie that is the guy.
I saw the guy at the end in the scene from Tokyo Drift, and I was like, that is him.
I don't know why, but my brain has that scene at the start of the next... Well, it is also at the start of the next movie, and for whatever reason, my brain just has that scene permanently lodged at the beginning of 7 and not the end of 6. But yes, yeah, you meet the other Shaw, so they're brothers.
I got mad, actually, at first. I was like, why would they use the same name? They have unlimited names to pick from, and my husband is like, they're probably related, dude. And I was like, oh yeah, I bet they are.
Yeah, they're brothers.
I liked the scene with the plane just because it was, like, so ridiculous for them to take out a plane in that way, and, like, I'm for it. I was struggling a little bit because it was so dark on the outside shots that I was literally having trouble figuring out what was happening. But it had some really good moments, like when the car, like, busts out of the plane in the fire at the end. It was really good. It was very good. And then there was this really tense moment where they're all like, Dom's dead, he's not going to come out. And I was like, I know he's going to come out. Like, you can't make this tense for me. Like,
yeah, Dom can't die. We know there are like 3 more movies.
Even if I didn't know that, I would be like, there's no way they're going to, like, just... Dom just kind of dies off screen in an explosion. Nobody dies in this movie. I know one person who died for real. That dude that went through the motor of the plane. That guy's dead.
Yeah. I mean, Giselle hasn't reappeared in any of the future movies.
I hate that. They took the world's hottest, best couple and ruined it for no reason.
And killed them both.
Ugh.
Yeah. I agree. I'm inclined to agree.
I just don't like all this cop stuff. He, like, goes back to jail and is gonna break out of jail and, like...
Well, because, like, I mean, the motivation, right, is, like, protecting the world from harm, right? So, like if Shaw gets away with the thingy, then, like, he can do all kinds of bad stuff, right?
I like that description because that's about the level that I want. If he gets the thingy, he's gonna do a bunch of bad stuff.
Yeah, as you can tell, I really paid a lot of attention to this movie.
I have trouble following. One thing I have trouble with in these movies in general is, like, all of the different law enforcement people that aren't in the same law enforcement as each other. I'm like, who are they? I don't know. These are all different kinds of cops. I don't know.
Yeah, so basically, like, the setup for this movie is that, like, Shaw has his hands on, like, a satellite control thing that would let him...
like, turn off military stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, the crew is doing that because they want to protect the world because they're the good guys, not because, like, they're cops and they just want to arrest him.
No, right? I know.
So this is what I mean when these movies begin to turn into, like, mercenary action films, is, like, this one and the next one actually are kind of similar in this sense, that they are trying to get their hands on a magical MacGuffin to stop the bad guy from getting the hands on the magical MacGuffin.
The evil MacGuffin.
Yeah, the evil magical MacGuffin.
That's fair. I mean, that's a form. That's a fine format. I'm fine with that.
And actually, the plot is not exactly the same, but similar in 8. But like, these are like, they are now an international task force that is saving the world and not like a band of street racers.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's just like,
yeah.
When Hobbs first came to them and was like, you know, this is what we're doing. These are the photos of Letty or whatever. I was feeling like, how can you trust him after like the cops already fucked you over last time? And then I was already thinking that, and he takes it to Brian, and Brian is like, are you kidding with this? If I was a cop, which I was, this is exactly what I would do, which is what I, and it is what I did. And I really liked that, like, Brian is like, don't trust cops, I know, because I was there.
Yeah.
But I guess it worked out okay. I heard that Vin Diesel and The Rock hate each other in real life. Have we talked about that on the show before?
Is that real?
That's what I've heard. In fact, I heard, I don't know if this is true, I'm just spreading rumors about Vin Diesel and The Rock on our show. But like, I heard they don't like each other so much that they sometimes have to film their scenes, like, not at the same time. I don't know if that was this movie or another movie, but I've heard that about them.
Yeah, this is apparently real. They hate, yeah, apparently they do hate each other. Wow, I didn't know that.
I think that makes it way funnier.
Yeah, that they're, like playing such good friends.
There's one other thing I want to talk about that's not directly about 6.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I've spoken on the show a couple of times about my desire to go to real illegal street races in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And I believe I commented something along the lines of, like, I don't think you can just search on the Google calendar for that. So I have been looking into this. And I would like to report that I have joined some private Facebook groups for car people in Buffalo. And I've been kind of like lurking there. Everyone seems really nice. You know, it's a lot of buying and selling of car parts. They have meetups. They have like races, like regular race track races. And they're all posting about their car stuff. They post a lot of memes I don't understand, which I also like. But I do think that there's also maybe some street racing going on. Because I saw a post from like late last year where someone, they hadn't posted like, oh, street race at like this place or whatever, but someone was like, hey, cops are on your way, on their way to you or something.
So, wow. I have one question. When they're trading car parts, are any of them NOS?
I have not seen anyone like buying or selling NOS, but I have seen people give each other shit about like, oh, well, the nitrous people don't really know about cars, and then other people be like, well, actually, this other group of enthusiasts don't know about cars, which is funny to me because none of it is like meaningful to me in any way, but it's funny that like in every hobby people just give each other shit in that way.
Well, if you do get invited to an illegal street race, let us know.
I will. I think that'll take some time, but I'll let you know if there's any updates on my new car friends that I haven't actually talked to. I've only listen to them talk. There's actually a meetup tonight of like people that drive Japanese import cars are just meeting up to like show off their cars and like hang out. And like I was thinking about going. I mean, not like going because I'm too scared to talk to cool car people, but like now that I know when it is, I could just be at the same place. It's at like a public park. But I don't know. But maybe next time I see them posting about something.
Sounds great.
I don't do things halfway, Penelope.
I want to see if in the remaining, what, we've got 1, 2, 3, have we got 3 movies left? Yeah, we've got 3 movies left. We can find out about the illegal street racing in Buffalo. I guess 4 if you count Los Bandilleros, or however you pronounce it. So
I'm not sure that my hopes are high that I'm gonna get invited in the next 3 or 4 weeks or whatever, especially since like pandemic is going on. There's also a lot of pandemic memes in the car groups about like not being able to race because of the pandemic. But I think if I were to like say, you know, later in the year be able to attend a street race, I think we could do a special episode.
I think we could do a special episode. until I told Jamie attends an illegal street race.
Buffalo, New York Drift, I'm telling you.
Niagara Drift.
Niagara Drift. It's very good.
Thank you so much for listening to Stationary and Sassy. From me, Penelope.
And me, Jamie.
Until next time, we'll be living our lives a quarter mile at a time.